This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria in...
All right, it's 4 minutes gone past 8 o'clock. How are you? It's a Wednesday, clement weather here in Port Harcourt, River State, where we're broadcasting from. My name is Eno Ogbevire. Very disturbing reports of attacks yesterday. Late last night, we heard of some explosions at the Kuje Correctional Center in the FCT, and of course, an attack on the president's advance convoy. And that has led to several reaction online about these two incidents, talking about the state of insecurity in the country. We tried to reach the PRO of the Correctional Center in Kuje, but he's not able to speak with us yet. I think they're trying to, decide on how they're going to, you know, pass the information across to the public. But we heard, or we've read in some media, that some people were released. We cannot confirm that, and we're waiting for official response from the Correctional Center. Well, let's see how the events play out. Will we see the armed forces on the offensive in coming days? Would we see a beef up of the security at the correctional centers? We had one in Imo, I think it was about a year ago, and till date, no one has been able to tell us anything concrete. Oh, they have a list. They told those who had escaped or who had been released by the attackers to return. But we hear that some of them, you know, got away. So what happened to those people? Do we have a system that has accurate data? Well, the way it is, apparently it was the planned attack. If they did indeed get certain people out, where are those people now? Could it be that they've gotten on the first flight and they've left the country? Could it be that, you know, they've crossed the borders? What exactly is the position? We will wait for the government to speak. But online, our president is trending because of the attack on his advance convoy. One Nigerian for Port Harcourt. We will not be looking at these issues yet. We will wait for the official document from the government. That should be maybe tomorrow, maybe the day after, and then we'll have an analyst talk about it. There have been other attacks in recent days too that we'll still need to bring to the fore. But today we stay in River State, yes, because Labour has said that they want to embark on a solidarity protest strike with the Academic Staff Union of Universities. That's what we're talking about this morning on Nigeria Info. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to 92.3 Nigeria Info.
This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Yesterday, Tuesday, 5th July 2022, there was an address by the River State Head of Civil Service, Rufus Godwin, to civil servants in the state. And he said, why are you going to go on a strike or any sort of protest when the state-owned institutions are fully in academic session? Why are you going to do that? The government of River State believes that labor or civil servants have no business joining the strike. Let's hear him.
Of doubt, the River State Government official institutions comprising our two universities are carrying on with our mandatory responsibilities. So we are not owing our universities and they are not part of the ongoing ASUU strike. That is why, as you are all aware, as we talk now, while the federal government is still foot-dragging over the issues of ASUU and the conflict, our universities have already concluded their first semester and are warming up for the second semester, showing that we have no business whatsoever to participate in sympathy or solidarity with a union whose employers the federal government is owing.
All right. He speaks further.
We are enjoining all civil servants to beware those who will come under the guise of Labour Party to deceive civil servants to join them on the pretext that Labour Party belongs to civil servants. That is not true. Civil servants are enjoined by the rules to be non-partisan, and therefore neither Labour Party nor any other political party should you lend yourself to join in this protest.
Don't allow yourself to be used. And then this one.
Permanent secretaries and heads of ministerial offices will be on guard to check attendance tomorrow.
All right, tomorrow.
Thereafter.
Sure. Tomorrow being today, that's what they plan to do. And then we try to reach Beatrice Itubo. I wanted her to be here this morning so she can tell us exactly what this is about. But she's unavoidably absent. But she did say something. She said something. I'll let you hear her.
Have any minute. There is no strike anywhere. You know, there is actual rumor. We went for a meeting in Abuja last week, Thursday. That was our next meeting. And along the line, while we were discussing this issue of as we came up, and the next thereby directed all leadership and state councils of NNC to go and prepare for a possible process and let time to call on it. As we see, no date has been given. It is a nationwide issue. So that meeting to me is both no what the labor cost has caused both public, private. So why will it be like out of the taxi space, the university that will come and begin to say, don't obey an NLC, don't do this, don't do that. So I see it as inconsequential. Somebody will see the sign. Somebody is calling them to say, do not go. And when the time comes, we are already on red alert. And anytime the people give us the directive, if there is a directive that we should go on protesting, we see how it will happen in university. I am a matter of protest, as everybody knows. I'm not even thinking about it twice. I am waiting. They even said that I'm no more the chairman. Since he's the one who will not determine whether I will become chairman of NLC in the state. When that time comes, and I called the water, let him come to the road and block me. The university has been known to prosecute all national directives to the latter. And I'm going to do it. Nothing is going to stop that. That meeting is a way of promoting the protest. Those of us that have not been able to reach has given them red alerts, and so they are waiting. They have been calling me.
All right, so they're going to protest, according to the NLC chairperson. She's saying it's a national directive, but then we're here, and the state government is saying we're not defaulting in any way. Our schools are in session. Everything is going on smoothly. Our staff are paid. We do not think that you should be part of it. So I'm asking this morning, is there any way an NLC protest in the form of solidarity with ASUU would be justifiable? That is the question this morning. Please, it's not an avenue for you to vent. If you have issues with NLC or the state government or their leaders, let's just stick to the issue. How is this justifiable or not in your estimation? You've got facts, you've got figures. Let's talk. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009 are the numbers to call. Should Rivers NLC join a solidarity protest over the lingering ASUU strike? Some people will say, why now? If a strike is 1 month old, how is that different from a strike that is 2 months old? If it was this important, why didn't Labour go on strike early on in the day? But it's your turn. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003 on Twitter at Nigerian4PH, on WhatsApp 0809030-6416. Good morning. Hello?
Steve's calling you from Omagua.
Okay, let's hear you.
Actually, I don't support the whole thing that they're about to embark upon. But I don't want them to see it as if the woman is trying to maybe politicize the whole thing. Because she is the chairperson, and she's receiving directives from the headquarters at Abuja. So it will be abnormal for her not to join. So I think if they are joining, it's ideal. Only that they should do it with discretion, because if our state is not supposed to join, but only that the whole thing is coming from the headquarters, so they have to be.
All right, so more or less for you, the hands are tied. We're
Nigerian folk. Good morning.
Good morning, no. You're on. Let's talk.
This is Dakuku from Apokeche. Okay, let me comment over the issue of labor in River State. We don't want to go to track with other ones. And they are complaining that their university are functioning well. They are now to go to the second semester or whatever. Are they not under the federal government? So that's what I want to ask your man there in the studio.
Hold on. Dakuku from Akpoku Eche. It's a conversation. Please hold on. Can you hear me? No, he can't. Please, when you're calling, listen in case we want to talk further and what you're contributing. All right. Good morning. You're on. Hello?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, my name is Rufus. I'm calling from the Federal Capital Territory, Abama.
All right, Rufus, let's talk.
Okay. The NLC in Rivers State must obey a national directive. The Rufus Godwin is not the NLC chairman. Neither is he in any way working affiliated with the NLC National. Now, if the National has given a directive, they must obey it. Is it only civil servants that will be involved? We have pensioners involved who are also. So why they are in solidarity process for ASU, take it or leave it, other civil servants like pensioners are also affected. Some of those students you have that the NLC will want to go, their parents are civil servants. So Rufus Godwin should not threaten anything. Rivers people are fully behind that process. We will support it. We are fully behind that to go on that strike and nothing will happen.
Well, Rufus is speaking for himself. While you're saying that Mr. Rufus Godwin is not a member of NLC, you should understand that he is a member of the government and is speaking on behalf of River State government. And River State government is saying, we're not owing you, so there is no need for you to stop work. Because if they go on a solidarity protest or a strike, whatever it is that it's going to, you know, look like, it would mean also that workers in those universities that are functioning would have to stay away from work. We've got Andy saying, if River State NLC is looking for an excuse not to go to work, they should not base it on solidarity with ASU. If they go on strike, the government will not pay them because this is absolutely not necessary. Good morning.
Good morning, you know. My name is Samuel. I'm calling you from Lomo Calabo.
All right.
You know, I said it the day before yesterday in this your station about this strike of issue, about this labor union. You know, there is many issues that this labor is supposed to go on strike or shut down this country. They've not done it one day, you know. We are talking of insecurity in this country. We are talking of the increase of fuel price in this country. We are talking of the food price in this country. We are talking of many things this administration have done to for us here. This labor have never gone to maybe shut down the country any day. Look at things that is happening in this country. Labor have never gone to strike or shut down the country.
Samuel,
is it today that labor want to go on strike?
Samuel,
okay, this
Samuel,
state government, they are paying you people. So why do you want to go strike? Now that the children are doing in the school. So I don't support this. They should think of that.
All right. Promise is calling from Gokana. Promise, good morning.
Good morning, you know. The chairperson of the Labour saying that they will support the national strike protest in the River State. I think, and the River State government has also come up with their position. If you ask me at this time, I will support the position of the River State government by advising them to stay off of that strike, because the River State government has been able to meet up their own responsibility as a government. But in the other way around, you will discover that in River State there are pending issues that are related to labor issues in the state that the labor executives have not been able to handle. And anytime workers play around, they will give them one 30-30 hope and the other. And these people, between civil, has been there for a while, for over 8 to 12 years. Civil servants and ever say I've not been promoted. It does the activity. None of those things are those things that
So you think that because of these issues, a solidarity strike with us would make no sense?
It would make no sense. I think right now, business is making it political.
How?
Because ordinarily, there are issues in the state that she was supposed to raise early enough and ask Rivers people to go, sorry, Rivers workers to go on strike. But now that she sees it will be a political advantage to whatever cause they are doing, she wants to enforce it.
Oh, well. Thank you for calling. Israel is in LMA. Israel, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, madam. I am in support of this strike because most of our children, not all our children are in the state university. Most of them are in the federal university. I was badly affected. Two of my daughters, they were sitting at home for how many months now? So, I mean, I'm in support of the strike. Whether the labor, you know, they say, we are, let them carry on the strike. Because the children are suffering at home. We know that the labor, they are failing in one way or the other. Look at what people are saying now. The civil servants, many of them have not implemented no promotion, nothing at all. But did not say anything. But if they can say something about our children at home, those at the federal university, fully I will be in support of them. Please, let them carry out this strike.
Paul is in Rumola. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Olivia. Well, it's unfortunate that River State chapter of NLC is taking another dimension. Because if you listen to what the chairperson of NLC said, he said this is a national directive.
Mm.
If River State chapter, maybe USC, are not part of NLC River State, I don't think it's necessary for them to join. But if they are, in solidarity, there's nothing wrong for them to join in the solidarity regarding the ASUU strike with the federal government. I didn't see anything wrong with that. But meanwhile, there are other disasters happening here in River State that we are not still paying attention. Maybe I should.
Thank you, Paul. Send a message. Send a WhatsApp message, Paul. 0809030646. Paul, send that now. We can look at it. 0809030646. What are the other issues you want to talk about? Mufasa, thank you for calling. You're in D-Line. Good morning.
Yeah, hi. No, good morning. Well, you know, in fairness, you know, to the NLC, if it's a national, you know, the national body that is calling for the strike, I think it will not be out of place, you know, for other states to want to obey the call because it is a union. And they all do that, you know, in terms of when you consider an injury to one, you know, as an injury to all. But we should look at it, you know, from the angle of, you know, what is rational. I do not think there's any need for the, you know, River State chapter to be part of the strike, especially since, you know, the state-owned institutions are getting their due and proper, okay? And that is why I've advised that since the NLC chairperson, Mrs. Beatrice Utubo, has told her ass in the ring to run for the head office of the land, I've advised that she just, you know, resign her position as chairperson of NLC because whatever move taken by NLC now will be seen as political.
Mm.
And that is the truth.
All right.
Because she has an interest in occupying the office that the government is occupying now. So these are the issues that should be considered while, you know, looking at issues like this. But I feel the head of service has actually spoken, you know, well, because they are not owing. So why go on strike?
All right, Chima is Rumokuta. Chima, good morning.
Chima, good morning. Good morning, Eno. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, let's talk.
Yes, Anna, I think it's unfortunate that the supposed first civil servant, I believe Rufus, are supposed to be the number one civil servant in the state. We want to make such statement. It's unfortunate. I'm not saying anything that is wrong here. Most civil servant children are in the university. It's called solidarity. It's called solidarity. But cannot loud. I mean, let's.
Oh dear. Got knocked off by the network. A third row on Facebook says, River State NLC has no fundamental right acting on an issue that has no benefit to our students. Moreover, the principal is not owing them and such body is not functional in our academic institutions here. Alex Monday says, everything about this blessed state has been politicized. God will help us. And then we have on WhatsApp, basically, he's saying that there are several issues plaguing the state. She hasn't mobilized workers to protest. Why does she act so now that the national wants a solidarity strike? Can I take another one? On the pending strike, is there any ASU inside River State University? What's the position of ASU in River State University on the issues on the ground? We need information. A concerned listener sent that in. We'll continue taking your calls and your thoughts after the commercial. My name is Eno Ogbeviri. When I join Football Hacker, please stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Podhackers.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Thank you for staying tuned. Rivers NLC say they will, they're insisting that they will proceed with a solidarity protest with the Academic Staff Union of Universities. The River State government is saying, shouldn't do that. We're not owing university staff here. They're in session. Everything is going on smoothly. This is not the time for that kind of solidarity. And I'm asking if they do go on, according to Bridges Tubo, the NLC chairperson, it's a national directive. If they do go on, would it be justified in any way? My name is Eno Ogbeviri. We've got AJ from Rumosi, who is asking if there are no other issues labor should be going on strike for. Is it only for ASU? If there are other issues, then it's justifiable. On the pending NLC, this is a protest, actually. Is there any ASU in the River State University and Ignatius Aju University of Education? If you want to know their position. I think the last time we checked, I'm not sure about River State University, but Ignatius Aju, yes, but they're not on strike. The school is in session. Okay. And now, will it be fair if River State government withholds and deducts the salary of the NLC staff that we should join the solidarity strike? After all, what is solidarity without sacrifice? Since there is so much love, ASU, let them bear the costs of such agape love. That is Solomon. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009. Are you a student in any of the federal universities? What is your take on this protest by ASU? Kelvin Yobu Frank on Twitter. Good morning, Eno. Bridges Tubo should not be under the guise of solidarity march with ASU to campaign for a governorship ambition, because over the years, NLC River State found it tough to make a protest for the non-implementation of the national minimum wage, not now that ASU want theirs. Temple is in Rumasi. Good morning, Temple.
Good morning, the very distinguished one.
Let's talk.
Yes, you asked a question. If the plan going on strike is justifiable, and when the chairman talking about telling me that it's a national, you know, directive, now they are NLC River State Charter. Since it's a national directive, will they go to Abuja to register their own plight here? Or where will they register their own plan protest? Because if it is a strike or a protest, there must be a place you go and register your protest letter. So where would they tell us that since the River State government is not owing them on any kind, and then that are some... So if you ask me to tell, we tell you that they should shun it, because there is no genuine reason why they would embark on this strike. And the last time I checked, even the actual worker that are on strike, even crying that their salary have been stopped.
So you cannot stay at home and they are receiving some kind of money that you don't work for. So for me, I don't think it's justifiable one. That is my personal opinion. They should think twice. So that they will not go and clock out, they will not go home and be wasting their time. Their time they will be turning into something meaningful.
Thank you, Temple. JJ is calling from D-Line. Good morning.
Yeah, and good morning. I think this protest that BTC Togo is sitting on as a moral and integrity issue.
Okay.
Is it a way of campaigning for the Labour Party? Because I don't even understand anymore. So if you are campaigning for the Labour Party that you are the aspirant or the candidate right now, is it using the workers as your own base? I don't understand anymore. Again, we have several issues here. We have the issue that is still in court between the River State government and the demonstration school teachers. In Tubo, BTC Tubo, have not said anything up till now before the River State government started issuing checks to the pensioners. They protested to government house everywhere. Now, thank God that the government has yielded to their own issuing the check. BTC has never been part of them. Don't forget that our first tenor, she was a worker, and now that the NLC, I don't know if she still is, she is a retiree. So how come she has no solidarity? Is it that what is national is more superior than the one under your nose there, you know?
Okay.
So I don't think this whole thing is right at all. And the question you asked about River State University, they are not on cycle, they are going to school. True for all the schools owned by River State government are all going to school, be it Bowling Polytechnic, be it River State University, all of them. So what is now the problem? Is it because it's national? Then you now stop another person that is paying duly, then I don't understand at all.
All right, thank you for calling. I did not ask. Someone was asking about ASU in those universities. I know that River State University has been in session. I mean, this is not the first strike. There was a strike about a year and a half ago. They didn't join. Ignatius Adjuru, they're not on strike. Ken Saruwiwa Polytechnic in Bori, not on strike. Then Ilechi Amadi Polytechnic, Adrumola, not on strike as well. We've got Letambari. He's in Bori. Good morning.
Good morning, Eno.
Yeah, let's talk.
Yes, my concern is what the chairperson of NLC is doing between the workers. I actually see that that woman really wants to create a big problem between the workers and the River State government. Because what is the interest of what ASU is doing when what is responsible for her is not actually taken care of? The workers are lavishing a lack of payment, the minimum wage that was supposed to be paid to workers. Beatrice Etubo has not said anything about it. Look at, she's using two legs to push the world. One leg is on the political aspirant. One leg is on the workers. How can you be able to pilot these affairs when you are having two loads on your head? That woman, I just see that she's constituting nuisance because they also have their interest. What is the interest of the NLC towards the workers? And so I see that if it's so, she's not contributing anything to the workers' welfare.
All right. Kingsley is calling from Element Junction. Kingsley, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
Okay, I'm good. Actually, injury for one and an injury for all. I'm not trying to condemn the speakers, but I know that if you are one time a labor leader or a union leader, you will know that a comrade is always a comrade. Fine. Now, you may say River State government is doing well today to give back peace and all that. Tomorrow it could turn. Who will fight for you when you are not united? So all these things we are talking about, the directive is coming for national, and you have no right to resist it. If you do, these consequences are waiting for you. I'm not telling you that the reality.
Kingsley.
Because all these things,
Kingsley.
All these, yes, you know.
How many times have national fought for River State civil servants?
Well, if you ask me that question,
I just did.
I will answer you this way. If privatist government or workers has made their intention known to the national and they are not being carried along, they will have a reason to pull out.
To pull out.
The reason why today they are not in any affiliated to, I mean, to national. But I'm just telling you, if we continue, if Asia calls,
all right, thank you for calling. I recall that there was an announcement of a protest. I can't recollect when exactly, but must have been within the last 12 months. And the national, must have been about this time last year. The national came and the national went and the protest never held. Vincent is in Rumola. Vincent, good morning.
Yes, my sister, morning. Now, let's be honest ourselves. We'll be unfair if we say that because the schools in River State are functioning. The question is it all River people that are in USD, that are in Ignatius Ajayi University, or that are in Kemp Poly? Some River people are in UTLAC. Some River people are in University of Abuja. Some River people are in other schools across the country. Are they in school? The answer is no. So when we say it is a national directive, let's also spread our net to other people who are in other states and are not going to school. This is Sutumo is in the right order. She is definitely doing what she knows. It's not about Rivers USD alone, or is it about Ignatius Ajayi alone? She is doing it for other Rivers students who are in University of Uyo, other states. So it's a national directive, and we support her because it is not just a reverse thing. Let's keep politics aside for those who would think that there's a political undertone. If there's a political undertone for something to be gotten right in this country, I think she should continue it because it is for the interest of for our other students in other institutions, reverse students in other institutions across other states.
All right. Thank you, Vincent, for calling. And, you know, she's been here several times. For those who are saying that there are other issues, perhaps what you mean to say is that you didn't see enough pressure on the state government. But some people will say, well, the NLC and River State have done a lot. They've put enough pressure on the state government, but the state government just decided not to listen and do anything about their requests. There was a tripartite meeting. I mean, I've spoken to her several times here about some of the things that they had done to pressure the state government to maybe promote workers, maybe implement workers' salary, implement minimum wage. But somehow the government had the upper hand. I don't know what happens, you know, on the other side, but that's how it always comes out. So it looks like the NLC has been fighting a losing battle. But thankfully, some pensioners have received checks. Not all of them. I think they stopped in 2014? They said they will do it in batches. So I think the first batch, they're almost done, or they're done now. Let's see what happens in coming days. So she is a pensioner as well. And a few times she had said, I'm a pensioner too, so we're all in this together. But at this time, the matter is ASU solidarity, a solidarity strike, or a protest with ASU over, you know, the issues with the federal government. Aloysius is calling from Omok. Good morning.
Good morning, Eno.
Let's hear you.
I have to speak because I'm involved. I'm a labor, I'm a staff, I'm a worker in the state.
Okay.
Beatrice is calling for protest for ASU and all that. It's, personally, we workers will
we
not
who?
Be able to.
We who? Aloysius, please speak for yourself.
In the issues concerning the labor, Beatrice is not in the forefront. Beatrice is always like, look at the pensioner that she is. They will protest. Beatrice will not be there. Beatrice will not give a directive. Beatrice will not be involved. Workers are not being paid. Labor in the state is in coma, confusion. And she is just busy gallivanting as if she has a directive from the state. Well, like as I said, if she mobilized a few people that we will recognize those people if she mobilized. Oh. She has not stopped again. No short at all. And when the short has lost its value, the best is for us to resign. That is my position.
So Aloysius is among those people. You know, every time they say there's a protest, right? And there's a counter protest going on against the protest of these other protesters. Looks like Aloysius is in that WhatsApp group. He's just said that if they stage a protest, he will do what they're known to do. I'm not sure what those things actually solve or how they add to solving the problems in the long run. Chris is in Rumbiakani. Chris, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Eno. Yes, for me, NLC have no reason to join this solidarity strike or whatever they're calling, because in River State, the problem is not as bad as other states. This government that built them secretariat, in this state, they have not sacked teachers as we hear in other states. And yet, NLC, we have NLC in those states. They never protest or did anything. And then why would they start from here? What they are saying is they are saying promotion. Why in other states they are sacking teachers and all that? So for me, they have no reason to go do all these things they are doing. I think here is even, they are even better off here than other states. So if anything should have started, it should have been in another state, not River State, let alone to join. For what reason? They have no reason to do anything. Thank you.
Chris, some people have said some of the students here or from here are also in federal universities. So what happens if there is a chance to protest in solidarity with ASU and the Labour here doesn't take part? Sarah Barry, you're in D-Line. Good morning. Let's talk.
Okay, yeah. This strike of the NLC in solidarity, political solidarity, these universities that are on strike, are they not children? The children goes in, are they not of civil servants? Are they not but some of the civil servants that are going to be going on this solidarity process? They are the parents of these children who are staying at home for the past 7 months or thereabouts.
No, it's 4 months.
So let us not make those things just because British Otobo is contesting an election. Does not take away the NLC in half. No, River State, there is a federal university here who is suffering. You know, the state university is not on strike, but there is a federal university which also River's children are also affected. I'm telling the truth. So I am in support. Let's separate this from NLC. Because she is now NLC, she is NLC president, most proper chairman, from also doing well on personal election. So let's separate, let the government of River State not see her solidarity protest as political. That is my contribution.
All right, thank you, Sarah Barry. Some Rivers people are also lecturers at the University of Port Harcourt. So not just the not just being parents now, they're also affected directly. Some is in Port Harcourt town, and some of them do have kids at the university too. In the university.
Yeah, concerning the Nigerian Labour going on the solidarity strike for us, it's a good call, but the problem I have with the Nigerian Labour Congress is that there is a faction in the Nigerian Labour Congress. And there is one Mr. Lily West. He is the actual problem of the Nigerian Labour Congress.
We're not interested in the internal wranglings of Labour. Apologies, we'll not continue with that contributor. We're not interested in the internal wranglings. The question is about joining ASU in a solidarity protest over the lingering ASU strike. Ogundu and Malwan, good morning.
Yeah, you know, good morning once more. Yes, let's take it this way. There are civil servants that are from River State. There are civil servants that are working in River State that have children in federal schools. We look at this whole scenario on this aspect. There are civil servants that have children that go to federal schools in other states. Why can't River State government allow these people to be doing the right thing? Is it a bad thing? Protest, is it the right thing? It's a civil thing. So I want to urge River State people to just come out in mass. When once that announcement has been made and the date known, everybody should come out. We have to obey the NLC. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Thank you, Ogundu, for calling. We've got Godfrey from Uzwaba. Good morning. And our Labour has a slogan that says, injury to one, injury to all. So River State Labour chapter is compelled to join. David is calling from Yenagoa. Good morning, David.
Greetings. I bring you from the city of Yenagoa, Madam Eno.
You're welcome.
For me, I think Aluka continua the area as setwa. In the spirit of oneness, I do not see any harm if NLC River State Chapter decides to in solidarity with each other body engage on a one-day strike or protest. There is no harm in it. Because whatever thing that affects the eye must equally affect the nose. As a matter of fact, River State indigents are also workers of the federal government. It doesn't mean whether the state-owned institutions they are being paid or they are not engaged in any strike. But for the fact that we are talking of the welfare of the variety of Nigerian workers, well, I say, NLC River State, join your national body in the one-day solidarity strike or protest without any harm. Once again, my name is David West, ATM Nigeria. Greetings from Yenagoa, Madam Eno.
ATM Nigeria, perhaps it's time you start disbursing funds to those who are grieved, starting with ASU, and help the federal government solve their problems. Victor Paper on Facebook says, "Eno, good morning. I think the solidarity protest is misplaced priority. The last time I checked, No. The information you have there is not correct. They did. So let me stop there. Confidence is asking what she's done for workers in the States. I hope this is not a case of selective amnesia. Alozie King, I don't subscribe to solidarity protests. If Chidi River State government is not owing any of their staff, what is the need of embarking on a solidarity protest? The staff of all our institutions in the state should not join this. Because for years now, they've meeting up their academic calendars. So any attempt to disrupt this would be inimical to River State students." Okay, that's Lucy King on Facebook. I think it's a solidarity protest. They can go on, but must not stay away from work for more than a day. This is because Rivers NLC is part of the whole, hence obedience is not good enough. Need on desire sent that in. Someone is saying that the River State government should not feel threatened, that all it is a solidarity protest. Is there something they know that we may have missed out? Okay, so some of you just believe that the government should provide security and ensure that the protest happens and maybe collect their letter when they do get... where would they go to now? Government House submit it? Or perhaps... transmit to the federal government that more needs to be done to ensure that children who are at home for over 4 months now are made to go back to school, and lecturers who have been at home as well are made to go back to the classrooms. When I join for, thank you for joining the conversation. My name is Eno Ogbeviri. To enjoy the rest of our broadcast and follow us on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook at Nigeria Info PH. Good morning.